Good morning. High pressure will keep the weather dry to start the day across interior New York and New England, and we'll have a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with sunshine. Gradually, a low pressure center off the Carolina coast will track up the eastern seaboard and reach southern New England by the end of the day. On this track, clouds will increase and thicken in easternmost New York and New England. And in New England, we have the best chance of scattered showers with this system, especially during the afternoon. In these locations, temperatures will be in the lower 60s for afternoon highs. Where we see more in the way of sunshine and drier weather for the afternoon hours, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 60s. There's also the risk of a rumble of thunder as the low pressure center moves into New England late this afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, the risk of a shower still exists mainly in New England, but that system will depart, leaving skies partly to mostly cloudy, but also mostly dry, with lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. This will lead to a dry start to the day on Tuesday with some sunshine, and clouds will be on the increase from a front that'll approach from the west. This will also bring us the chance of a few showers by the end of the day on Tuesday, but not before high temperatures reach into the lower 70s. This front will take its time clearing out, and there's still the risk of a few showers Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. Then skies will be partly sunny on Wednesday afternoon. It'll be a bit cooler, but highs will still be near the 60-degree mark. A high pressure center that will build in Wednesday afternoon will keep it dry on Thursday as well. And with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday afternoon, highs will reach into the mid-60s. A new system will approach for the day on Friday when we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a decent chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Behind this system, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and breezy weather on Saturday as a new area of high pressure builds in to start the weekend off dry, a little bit cooler again with highs in the upper 50s to around 60 before a renewed chance of a few showers by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal system will slowly sink through the Rockies today with mostly rain, but also locally heavy mountain snow. Much colder temperatures are forecast for the foothills into the plains of Colorado, where it will be 25 degrees colder than yesterday, northeastward into Minnesota and Wisconsin behind the front. As it continues southward into the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, the front will kick off severe storms on Monday afternoon. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined a slight risk area around Lubbock, Texas. Heavy rain may accompany these storms, and along the boundary to the northeast, rain may be enhanced across parts of Wisconsin and into the UP of Michigan as well, where existing snow cover coupled with modest rainfall could lead to some flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 38 degrees with a west wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly sunny and 23 below zero. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 48, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 7 at Quacking Aspen and Casa Vieja Meadows in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, upper 60s, Boston cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm near 60, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 62, that's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 2.1 inches of snow and 55.4 inches for the season, which is 4.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985 and in 1973. And the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with the risk of a shower, closer to Glens Falls this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs around 70. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with a chance of showers in the Taconics over into New England, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower and high temperatures in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower tonight, lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then increasing clouds with a late-day shower possible, lower 70s. A morning shower Wednesday, then partly sunny, near 60. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s Thursday. Showers likely Friday in the lower 60s. Partly sunny on Saturday, breezy around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of shower Sunday and highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.